Nelson toured the El Yunque for a half hour before meeting with National Transportation Safety Board officials at Jack's Port. He says after getting a closer look at the similar ship, he's confident the El Faro was fit to sail, but he questions why the freighter launched its voyage after the Coast Guard warned of the impending hurricane.
The final communication came somewhere around 7 o'clock, 7:05 in the morning of October the 1st. The hurricane would have been close to the ship at that point.
Nelson wonders whether the ship's captain was pressured into sailing through dangerous conditions. But without the El Faro's voyage data recorder, nothing can be confirmed. Still, Nelson says he's considering amending the Jones Act, which in part governs maritime safety.
Do we, from a matter of maritime safety, need to start requiring, for example, the updated life preserver systems?
Nelson also says he wants to look into regulating how older ships are retrofitted to withstand rough seas, but he says he's waiting first on the results of the federal investigation into the sinking that claimed the lives of 33 crew members. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.